What's up, everybody, man? This is Johnny Withers with Kicks and Convos, man, with another episode. We're definitely excited about this opportunity just to come and to share and juxtapose a pair of sneakers with maybe a concept, a thought, or even as much as an expression. So again, we're excited today. I got my boy with me, man, a phenomenal philanthropist. I would classify him as one of the kingdom's best musicians. Amen. He is just doing great things in the community at large. I'm gonna let him talk a little more about himself, but I'm excited by his presence being here. And again, you see the shoes that's on the table. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna get there. We're gonna have a great conversation that's going to be linked to those particular shoes. And if you know about them already, go ahead and start putting it in the chat, what you know about them. But again, we are definitely excited to hear from my brother, Ahmad. Man, come on, man. Tell them about yourself. Tell them a little bit what you do. Let them know the instruments with the S
right.
that you play, you know, because I know it's more than just one. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm excited about you being here, bro.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Definitely, bro.
My name is Ahmad. As you know, I'm a musician, curator, producer.
Talk, man.
Right? You know what I mean?
Go ahead. Wag that tail. Come on, bro.
We got a few things going on around town. I play in a band called Catalyst.
Yes.
And I play in another band called Black Art District. And then that's like the engine behind a lot of my curations throughout the greater Los Angeles area, one of them being Jazz in Compton.
Yeah.
Atwater Jazz Club, Jazz in Long Beach even. We also have, I have a dance, music and dance platform called Everything Raw, various different ones. I have a production company called Culture 4. I play percussion and I also play keys, you know, church especially.
That's good.
That's what I got going on. Been out here since 2010, you know, just making it happen.
You from where now? You from?
Our family from Philadelphia.
Philly is in the house.
I grew up on the central coast of California.
Okay.
Grew up
okay.
On,
yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. You excited about the Eagles?
Man, like, I'm going to tell you. Like, I stopped watching football around when Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah, gotcha.
But then when the Eagles started winning again, I started. And then by the time this year came, I was like, well, you know, nobody else seems to be mad. So, you know, we can watch
good.
Again, but very excited about
that.
Oh,
that's so
it's
dope,
good for
man.
The city.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it, man. Mm-hmm. This is good, man. Hey, man, thank you so much for being here. I know this is really off the cuff, man, and just kind of really grabbed you up and said, come on, bro, we're going to do this. So I'm excited tonight to be able to kind of talk to you about this shoe, as we're going to juxtapose a couple of things. We're going to be talking about Jazz in Compton, and that's coming up right here in the city of Compton real soon. Y'all better get ready. It's going to be amazing. If you have not, we're going to give you the information on how you could be able to be a part and be able to come and share. But today, man, we got the Jordan 12, right? Mm-hmm. The official black and red, the flu game sneaker.
Classics.
Yeah, it's a classic. It's an iconic. It embodies within itself resilience. It embodies determination. And it's almost like you can see the spirit pushing through whatever it is you have to go through in order to accomplish what you have to accomplish. You know, again, as we know, Tinker Hatfield is one who actually designed this shoe. I mean, he was designing all of them. I mean, even the fours I got on, I mean, the threes, his design. Hey, listen, it's after a certain number, I don't look at none of the other Jordans. I'm like, man, if Tinker ain't had his hands on it, I don't really look at it. But this was released in 96, right? Mm-hmm. And it was game five of 1997 NBA Finals. And he was battling flu-like symptoms, Jordan was. And he actually scored 38 points in that game, dude. Man, with the flu.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And he led him to a victory with the flu. I want to just discuss real quick as we kind of talk about this Jordan 12, and this is a juxtaposition. So, you know, you can tap onto it or we can go right into the word. It's a cultural symbol, and the cultural symbol is of perseverance. And so it's so unique, y'all. I want y'all to understand this is so unique. And Ahmad, as we discuss the whole upcoming Jazz in Compton, and how we are going to be, you know, coming here, celebrating, you know, even as much as musical heritage, and not only just that, but even a sense of resilience. You know, you and I have been talking and discussing, you know, kind of somewhat when the Jazz and Compton really kind of took its wings. It was during the time of, you said, like during the pandemic, it really kind of took off even more. Yeah.
So Jazz and Compton came, we were out of the pandemic by then. Well,
semi out. Right.
Like we were walking towards some normalcy. You know what I mean? Opening back up.
Yeah. So we had to be outside a little bit. It was really not really, everybody wasn't really open and free to be inside yet, but you had to be outside. Okay. And so, but then that still is there because again, even during that time, that was a time where everybody was like, oh, look, I'm sick of being inside the house. You know, I need something that's going to give me some normalcy, like you said.
Right.
Would you classify, you know, the whole concept? I mean, even prior to that, I mean, not only just Jazz and Compton, but even as much as just with you, pushing through a sense of adversity, pushing through a sense of challenge and still coming out, producing something, you know, even as much as, you know, like when I do, when I'm preparing a sermon, there is a level of resistance and resilience must have preparing for music, you know, people don't understand the rigorous challenge of learning certain music to be able to produce what you have to produce. Mm. It comes with its own challenge, but if you don't push through, then you don't get to the goal. You know what I'm saying? So tell me a little bit about your approach to, you know, music and even as much as maybe tagging it with some resilience.
Okay. Well, if we want to talk about Jazz and Compton, we should probably go back to like to the pandemic.
Okay.
Because so Jazz and Compton, I have two bands, Catalyst, who will be here with us on the 23rd.
Yeah.
And then the band that started during the pandemic in the alley in Leimert Park.
Yeah.
It's called Black Art District.
Okay.
And, you know, basically we hit the pandemic.
Yeah.
None of us had ever experienced anything like that.
Right.
And over in Leimert Park, you know, it's like a very artistic neighborhood, you know what I mean? A black cultural epicenter in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And, I mean, if you want to talk about perseverance and resilience, like, you know,
right
doing something when we were not supposed to be doing anything, you know what I mean? And trying to bring people together.
Right.
Just because of the various organizations of business I was partnering with over there and kind of doing some curations on Sundays before things shut down. You know, not being able to do something, I don't know. I was like, if you ask my aunt, I mean, I was like almost going stir crazy, like pacing, you know what I mean?
Bro.
And she's just like, well, you can't do anything. I'm like, I know, but I just feel something, you know what I mean? I just feel led to do something. But at the same time, like, you know, as soon as things opened up, we tried to do something inside, right? People had the masks on, but everybody was still weirded out.
Yeah.
It was like, duh, let's just go outside, you know? You know what I mean? Because everybody could be spaced out and be friendly. I remember one of the people I was working with, he's like, if we go outside, who's going to come out? Like, if we go outside, everybody will come.
Yeah.
Because everybody needs this. You
yes.
know what I mean? And we just started with instrumental music.
Mm-hmm.
I just was led to instrumental music because there was so much noise going on at the time.
Yeah.
Right? So in the beginning when we were doing that stuff, though, even though it was good, like, we're outside with all of the elements. I mean, all of the elements. Like, we're in the middle of a hood. You know what I mean?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, I got you. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All the elements.
All the elements.
I
you know what I mean?
I
we got
yeah.
we got from just different tribes of people. Man, it's everybody. It's the people who are out there doing good. It's the drug addicts. It's everything happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're just doing what they were used to doing. You know what I mean? And now here we are trying to bring some light, and they're just like, okay, cool, but we still doing what we're doing.
Right.
So, you know, there's arguments and
there was an argument,
man,
bro.
Oh my gosh. All the time. You know what I mean? You know, I just remember this one guy, he was inebriated on something, but like he was feeling the music. He was singing so loud over what was going on. It totally, on one hand, being disruptive, but like if you took a step back, like, oh, he's actually in sync with us, you know what I mean?
Wow.
But different strokes for different folks, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just one example. But, you know, there's a lot of things that we had to get through before before, not even the community. The community was there for the music, but yeah. just before the space welcomed the music. It's like we had to sage it.
I got you.
Consistently. You know what I mean? Coming through yeah. with the music and saging that space with just the sound. Mm. You know what I mean? Just the sound and just giving it to people. And we would just play.
That's dope.
Play and play. Like sometimes, like it was so, I guess, magical. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And
yeah.
that like sometimes you would look at me like, man, it's 2:30. Like we have to shut this down. You know?
Wow.
And the musicians would still want to play. It got to a point where there were so many people in front of us and behind us.
Mm.
Then the artists start coming out, and then you look down the block and there's 14 food trucks and they're all getting money in wow. a time when we're not supposed to be doing anything. Just because I had a few band members who were just like, nah, we believe in this thing, and we didn't have anything going on. But
that's great.
Challenge after challenge, you know, every week before we got it to a place. But it wasn't always challenging. And I'm saying that once we got over the hump,
yeah,
that's when it got peaceful. But, you know, it was an uphill battle the whole time in the beginning.
Yeah.
Just trying to get people, trying to give them something good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then even though you're giving some people something good, here's a good way to say it.
Okay.
There was nothing going on. I think maybe there were like two other, somebody in North Hollywood was doing something and some guys were doing Hour Fest in Long Beach. Mm-hmm. But in LA, we were the only entertainment that was still going. So
gotcha.
Everybody was coming.
Coming because
to me as, too.
I mean, come on, you talk about LA, like entertainment capital.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So to not have anything going on in LA was like really like, man.
Right.
Yeah.
And because I'm organizing it, it's all coming straight at me.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Okay.
And not only are people like drugs are addicting and things, but like in a city like LA, if you tell people you have some time on a stage, that's more probably stronger than crack out here.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you. But then now they're coming at you though, with whatever their idea is to perform and release, which on one end is beautiful.
Yeah.
But then also whatever else that they're carrying. You know what I mean?
That's interesting.
Just in their own lives, and then it was enhanced because it's the pandemic.
Yeah.
It was like constant, just, and I'm just like, hey,
wow.
I just want to do some music. You know what I'm saying?
And they come,
man, personal issues, and you're doing this, and you're stopping me. I'm like, I'm not doing any of that. I'm just organizing music, right?
Wow.
But it was very enlightening.
Yeah.
And it let me understand.
Yeah.
You know, see this, because, you know, I'll just come out here to pursue my career in music. I just wanted to have a nice career in music.
Yeah.
So, you know, immediately, like, having to adjust and embrace this role that I wasn't even going for. And I played in a bunch of...
Because this is not really your thing. You are just a musician. And so now you're in this whole role, not a curator now.
Right. outside.
right.
And when I say alley, I mean literally. Like
A literal alley. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
Jesus, man.
You know, but you immediately just have to just like I guess humility or just release and just learn how to build up a capacity and a compassion for people, because you just had to realize like, okay, typically they would have other places to go where they could send this and learn not to take it personal. Like, you know, it was during that time I have this creed that I live by, like, don't let other people's problems become your own.
Yeah.
I had to learn that. You know what I mean? I wasn't good at it at first.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people come over at me and I'll just be reactive back, and then, you know, just had to catch myself and then
bring it back in. Yeah.
You know, just start learning skills of like how to respond rather than to react. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes the response, you just don't respond about nothing. A lot of time when you don't respond,
just let it roll.
It just goes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And just stay the course, and sometimes not focus on the people. I mean, you do have to focus on the people because I'm working with people.
Yeah.
So I'm not ignoring them, but I don't get stuck on, you know, stuck on whatever energy they might be bringing. I just focus on the task, and the task was to bring some light to the situation, to the area.
Yeah,
but
that's good.
It just was, I just learning. You know what I mean? That
yeah,
whole time
yeah.
just working on me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The whole time you have no choice. You know what I mean? Just a master class
yeah.
in leadership. You know what I mean?
You know, as a as a musician, jazz, any form that I feel, you know, can you share, along with Jazz and Compton, you know, what we're getting ready to bring to Unity, the church, can you share just with what you kind of are envisioning for that night, as we are kind of taking that jazz component and even as much as just the liberty of just coming in and praising, how are we going to marry those two thoughts and concepts together?
I don't even think it's a difficult one. You know what I mean? Because we already do that. I think that's one of the beneficial things of instrumental music.
Yes.
Right. Once again, no words. You know what I mean? And I think from whatever culture that all across the globe.
Yeah.
One way or another, we can all agree that music is God's thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So also, I would say on the other side of the pandemic, even if we're just talking about church, like, you know, the world looks the same, but it's different.
Yeah.
So everything needs to progress with the times.
And yes.
The ground has really shifted. Some people understand that. A lot of people don't. If you're kind of keeping track of things, like, this is probably the second year that we've started the top of the year where people are not afraid to come outside. It's only second year.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
If you think about that, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we are at a point where we just celebrated the anniversary of 5 years with the beginning of the pandemic, you know, and this is like, this is only really like only 2 years in that where people are okay.
From the top of the year, where they're from January, where they're like, okay, here we are.
Yeah.
So, like, now looking at where I've been with the work that we were doing by continuing and not stopping, like, in a lot of aspects, we have a momentum, more momentum than most.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Because it's going through.
Right.
And, yeah, all right.
So within understanding that, like, in church, where I say it's not even that difficult of a thing to do, because church could use a little progression too.
That's right. That's
you know what I mean? So if we can say, okay, cool, well, all right, if you need the normalcy of what church is, like, okay, but if you want something a little different, it's just, it's really the same thing here. It's just something
add this component
else
here.
Right.
Because again, like you said, I mean, I think it's very significant that the church needs to progressively move into this. Like you said, music, the musicality, you know, the instrumentation, it evolves. I mean, when we look at, let's take, for instance, just even gospel music, you know, it has went through its evolution,
right?
You know, and it seems as though like every single turn of, and I'm just speaking only from the gospel side, not even from the jazz side, it was always met with some form of resistance. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the Hammond B3 did not start in a church.
Oh man, I still remember when they wouldn't even allow drums in church. There was this lady,
right?
She'd always be like, "We don't need all that rat-a-tat-a-tat in
here."
She's used to say, "We don't need that rat-a-tat-a-tat."
Yeah. And it's crazy how every time it was always met with some resistance and some pushback. You know. Even now, I mean, there is still some evolution that's still happening, far as sound, far as tempo, far as tune, far as you know, gospel versus CCM versus
that's a big one, right? That's a big one.
There.
You know what I mean?
Talk to me. You know about what's the challenge with that? From a musician's mindset.
I see it all the same. Music is music, right?
Yeah.
But I think it's just exactly what you're saying. It's just a new sound, which, you know, previous generations, people,
there you go,
have a hard time adapting to change. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And oftentimes we'll stay committed to things that, even if we know they don't work, you know what I mean? Just because they're familiar. Even with the sound of gospel music, and this, see, now sometimes I play.
Come on, I'm about to with you. I'm with you.
You
go
know,
ahead.
Sometimes I play advocate, like even with the traditional sound, and don't. I like traditional gospel music.
Right.
Let's just say that.
Yeah.
But for conversation purposes,
don't go after him in no chat,
not,
y'all.
Okay?
Leave him alone.
For conversational purposes,
yeah.
I sometimes raise the question and say, who ever made it the law that church is supposed to sound like this?
Right. And why does, and then even as much as when you look at certain churches, like certain denominations, deem this is our sound.
Right.
That's a.
And why though?
Yeah.
Like, and if it is, when it's cool, when it come,
but
it,
why?
Cool,
but why?
Yeah.
Oh, this is Koji. This is full gospel. Mm-hmm. This is Baptist. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's got to sound like this and it's got to be like this. And you try to bring anything else in there, they feel as though that you trying to take their church somewhere else.
Where the church gonna go? You
know what I'm saying? Like, right.
Especially, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like just kind of going back to your question, mm-hmm. I just think that first off, I'm bringing Catalyst.
Yeah.
It's a good time because even for us, we're getting ready to drop an album soon.
Okay.
Right? And as we're gearing up some things, like everybody in the band comes from church. You know what I mean?
That's
and
good.
We all understand those type of things. But even as I'm diving into this thing and bringing these things, because usually it's a Jazz and Compton, it's a Black Art District thing. But as we're gearing up for that, you know, you just have to give God his first. You know what I mean? Because with what we have coming, it's very promising. You know what I mean? But we all understand that. We all have God in our hearts.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And do things in that order. Nobody has. Like even when I brought the idea up to the guys, everybody's like, yeah, cool, let's do it.
Let's do it.
There was no resistance on our side because we understand as musicians, we're just conduits. You know what I mean?
Letting everything flow through you all. Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Of course, when you're learning the instrument, it traps you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that you... And you have to practice it and master it before you're free. You know what I mean? A lot of times, you know, when people are looking at musicians and they just want to do this great thing, this masterful thing, they don't understand that, like, the freedom comes in a lot of discipline.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? Even coming into a space where it's like, well, we can't just do whatever we want, you know what I mean? But still finding a way to communicate and...
That's good.
You know, there's a lot of information in music. You know what I mean? And sound and vibration.
Yeah.
Before the words. Right?
Before the words. Because, I mean, can I tag on something? Like, a lot of times, you know, maybe it's just me, and I don't know if y'all totally agree, but, I mean, I've been in spaces where I'm listening to a song, and I hear the music before I actually hear the words.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Or even think about church service. Like, before you preach.
Yeah.
It's a whole bunch of music. You know what I'm saying?
right.
And you know, not to say that you're not a dynamic speaker. I'm not taking away from that.
Yeah.
But like people, especially people who are working all week and all the other types, you got to get that off you. You know what I mean? You got to get through that.
Yeah.
Music, culture, period. Mm. You know what I mean? Are the things that really, before people even get to religious institutions and things, the culture is really was the thing that ancient people used to connect to spirit.
Yeah.
So even with outside of the music, that's why I also have somebody coming in and dancing, a masterful dancer.
Okay.
Who she actually, Yoda Jones, she actually grew up. Are you familiar with Alice Coltrane?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. On the ashram that they had. Okay.
Yes.
So, like, you know, they super spiritual. Like, they are. It's such a privilege to know.
Yeah.
Her and her family, her tribe, if you will.
Yeah.
Because everything was divine. You know what I mean? Like their way of being, everything is about love and things like that. But she's a dancer, a masterful dancer. She does East Indian dance.
Okay.
I think it's called Bharatanatyam. I hope I said it properly. If I didn't, bear with me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
like,
you know, when they dance before they even get into everything, there's like a prayer in everything that they do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for me, it's just a way for us to be able to get into our culture. Because jazz, if anybody knows, that's America's first genre of music. You know what I mean? America's first genre of music. That wasn't an import. Most of the folk music and all that other type of stuff, that was other
imported.
Cultures that
other
came
cultures
in.
Brought it in.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
This was something that came here, started from the Black Americans, and that went out, you know what
wow.
I mean? And it I want to be careful to say this because, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes people get a little misconstrued with this and they're like, oh, it's about the struggle and, you know, black musicians play better because of the struggle and this, that, and the other. That doesn't necessarily have, I won't say it doesn't have anything to do with it, but that's not the main.
It's the main thing.
It's a part of it.
Yeah.
And it is what makes our sound, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Soulful. You can feel it. Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Because yeah. Now even if you go to like other countries, you know what I mean? And they've all been able to look at this and see this style of music that's native to America and play it masterfully and all of that. And they can do it really well.
Yeah.
But there's a feeling that oftentimes is missing because like that was a part of what was coming out too in those vibrations.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times black people didn't have too many things where they could express freely.
Yes.
So then now you're able to just put it through on the instrument, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And just go. And then, you know, you reach a point where you're not, even though you have the technique and all of these other type of things, you're just, it's like anything else, a meditation, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, you know, just having a space to do that again, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where and in a divine space, you know what I mean? The church,
exactly.
To say, okay, cool, right? Bringing the two worlds together,
yes.
And on one side, we could still be us, and on the other side, the church, right?
Mm-hmm.
Although it's open to the public, but you know, it's also to your church. This is new to your church, right?
Yes.
Can experience something new too. Kind of just shake it up.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere we've gone, it's been a strong impact just because it's only about bringing light to spaces.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And just using our gift to just be able to just be conduits. You know what I mean? And swap out all of this big noise that's going on, especially right now.
It's a whole lot of noise going on.
You know what I mean?
Man.
For some sweet noise. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
that's a whole nother podcast. Right. You know what I'm saying? Let me say this. Can you think of any specific artists or any specific stories of an artist or even as much as maybe somebody you know who had to push through some difficult times just to achieve success? I know we kind of been talking on that. It may even be you. You know what I'm saying? Similar to just how MJ had to push through that game. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Is there anything that any artist or anybody that you know of that you can say, yeah, they pushed through this to really produce this or push through this to actually achieve this or to gain this success?
Every single artist that you know. Has had to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Every single artist. And even, okay, so now let me tell you another part of like my journey as a curator, right, and a programmer. You know, I'm like, sometimes I'm not playing. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And sometimes like my colleagues are like, and my bandmates are like, man, when are you going to play again? I'm like, man, I'm still being instrumental. You know what I mean? I'm putting something else together. I'm still, even as a percussionist, like auxiliary percussion, you have a lot of instruments.
Okay.
You have a lot of different sounds and colors because really what you're doing is adding to the palette and playing between, you're filling in the spaces.
Yes.
You know what I mean? When the percussionist and the drummer locks in, that's really what makes a song really start to move,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, if the drummer is playing dark sounds, low sounds, I tend to play high sounds to keep it balanced.
You know what I mean?
And all of those type of things. So, you know, but you could still be just as instrumental even when you're not playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to use how I see things to keep people engaged. You know what I mean? Because some people, I kind of see myself as a hybrid. Some people are all creative, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have some people who are all left brain and do all administrative or, you know, things that are not so creative.
Yeah.
But I'm a hybrid. So because I see those two worlds, I'm constantly trying to figure out how to bring them together
and
trying to figure out how to communicate and motivate and get everybody to still be able to nod their head, just like what you're doing, still in rhythm.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The same way that you do in the instrument, but sometimes you need somebody to connect some other dots. And because I can understand both worlds, that's what leads me to be able to do the things that I'm doing.
That's good stuff.
But some of the things that are challenging is sometimes you get guys who are just caught up in life. It's not a musicians, because they're so creative, sometimes they don't care about other things, anything else, right? And it could put them in a place where it's like, I'm going to be real. I don't know where this idea where people thought that they're just supposed to be creative and that it's just supposed to be. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, like, it has become a thing. I'm only creative. That's it.
It, especially as a curator now. You know what I mean? I see it in a totally different light. Like, what?
yeah.
Because, like, I think about, let's bring up somebody like Miles Davis, right? Okay. Miles Davis changed the course of overall music like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah. Yeah. He is the founder of a whole lot of things in jazz.
Absolutely.
From the cool to
the cool, especially.
That's the main one.
And the cool.
He shifted it.
The cool is even a response to what's going on in America. Like, dang, it's so much stuff. Like, we're going to keep it cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to put on this aesthetic. Even if it's in ourselves, the way that we express ourselves in our clothes and all that other type of stuff to create our own reality in this thing.
Yeah.
But him, he was Miles Davis.
Yeah.
Still getting his head beat in front of buildings that his name is on the wall. You know what I mean? Wow. On the marquee. You know what I mean?
Jesus, man.
So you know what I'm saying? So like when I'm working with guys and I could see them maybe not responding in a way where, because like I said, like music is God's thing. Like when you're good at it, music should be fun. Every time I play music, man, I light up.
Yeah.
Even if my energy is down, if I get to play, man, you could play your way through a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? Even if it's for a short period of time, like you could have had a heavy day in that those hours, especially playing with my friends, Catalyst, Black Art District.
Yes.
Lift me right up.
Yes.
You know? Give me a little bit more to...
That's dope.
So when I see them not doing that, like, my first thing is, like, my first reaction is, like, what is wrong with these guys? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But then now the leadership in me says, what's wrong with these guys?
Like, find out what's really wrong.
You know what
you're dealing with, what you're going through.
Let me look at them.
Yeah.
Looking at their body posture on their instrument, you know, girl, you say, okay, no, you're not well.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
Yeah.
And you have to be well because you're a conduit. You know what I mean? So going back to your question, everybody who's trying to be a conduit, you know what I mean, who wants to be successful, especially if you've achieved great success, everybody has had to go through some challenges and persevere. If anytime you put on a song and that you love from somebody, you know that they went through something. You know what I mean?
I'm going to go ahead and tackle this segue right here because I think this is going to probably hype up a little bit. You know, as a pastor, like you said, and knowing that there are certain individuals who play for us in the church, kind of talked about it, so I might as well let's record it now. How important, as a musician, from a musician's perspective, how important is it that musicians are being pastored to, even though they're playing for whatever said church? Do you feel that there's a responsibility of that particular pastor to also show or share counsel, pastoral leadership to those musicians? Or is it just that they should just only be functioning as the musician who gets paid, and once you're done, you're good to go?
If you're just functioning as a musician that gets paid and you're good to go, you're putting a limit on yourself. You know what I mean?
Talk, man.
That's
good.
You're putting a limit on yourself. I've played at churches that I didn't necessarily even agree with a lot of things that they were doing.
Yeah.
But I recognized the gift.
Mm-hmm.
I recognized where it was coming from.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? As a musician, that this, my gift is making room for me to survive.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to feed what's feeding you. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So if you're only coming into it, it's really manipulation. You know what I mean? No matter what, if you learn all the church language and doctist and all that other type of stuff.
Right.
Like you manipulating the system if you really only want to come just to get paid and go. And then from a pastor's standpoint, I think if you want things to be good, it's wise
that you pastor them to.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And I like that you said share. You know what I mean?
Because it is a sharing.
Because you're already leading.
Man,
you're
already the pastor. It's a song and dance. Right. It's a relationship between the pastor and, you know, the particular musician, the pastor and the psalmist. Right. It's my new singing, right? You know what I'm saying? And if that chemistry is not there, man, it could be a detriment to the experience for the parishioner that comes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Again, like, I mean, it's just like anything, like in the corporate world, like if you have a good manager, you know what I mean, that sets a good working environment, you know what I mean, then not everybody wants to work well, you know what I mean? You don't want to slack off, you know, you're excited, you know what I mean? And I just think that kind of like how you're saying, like, okay, even from musicians to vocalists, you know what I mean? There needs to be a connection, you know what I mean?
It's got to be,
And when there's not, everybody can tell. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Everybody can notice. Mm-hmm. It's easily known. Right. Yeah. Future aspirations for yourself. You know, looking ahead from this point on, the hopes of, like you're saying, you got Jazz in Compton, it's going into other areas more than just Compton. It's going to different other cities, and it already impacted other cities, as you've already stated. So what's your endeavors now, like when you go beyond that, what are you getting ready to curate? What you getting ready to make beyond this moment now?
Right now, in this moment, I'm not beyond it because I'm in it, right?
Got it.
And I think sometimes people are looking for something new outside, but like a lot of times, sometimes like it's so rich. Mm-hmm. I've learned to look for new things in the same place.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So where I'm at right now is just really fine tuning it, refining it, because like the main thing that's pushing it outside of the creativity and the inspiration and wanting to shed light, it's also about sharing, right? Mm. And now I'm talking about economics,
okay.
Right?
Gotcha.
Because it's a fair exchange, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here the musicians are given a gift. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then people come in exchange and they don't feel any type of way about saying, here, let's give a little energy. And money is just that energy.
Yeah.
Let's give a little energy for the energy that you've given us.
Yeah.
It's a fair exchange.
Yeah.
So in what I'm doing, and I'm sure that I know that this is, I'm preaching to the choir.
right.
Where you just have to say, okay, like I have to be able to set up these things to really be able to run without me.
Yeah,
because it's really not everything that I'm doing.
It's
not because of me. It's through me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the responsibility is to say, okay, like if something happens, God forbid, you know what I mean? But if something happens or not even nothing negative, if I got to go somewhere, everybody who's a part of these things, you know what I mean? I want them to still be able to participate and benefit.
That's good.
From listener, music lover to musicians, because even like, okay, what we're doing, we're raising money to be able to help the families from Altadena. Because although a lot of people have, you know, the greater part of the city have gone on to some normalcy, those families still need help, right? Outside of the families that were affected economically, like there was a bunch of gigs that were canceled too for musicians.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, and when the gigs are canceled,
That's money lost. Yes.
You know what I mean? And,
so
and
economics is affected.
Right.
Got you.
The whole economics.
Yeah.
And you know, there were some grants absolutely available for people, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And for people who apply for them, I know a lot of people that got them. I know some people that didn't though.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But again, fair energy exchange, your gift, a fair exchange, community, you know what I mean? Saying, hey, we could take care of our own.
Yeah.
We have something positive to bring, you know what I mean? That people could benefit from.
Yeah.
That could be beneficial in a number of different ways, from therapeutic because it's just music. Even if you just sit there and just listen and take it in and don't think a thing.
Don't think a thing.
Because we're always thinking to bring in some newness, another perspective to a group of believers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To even shifting the perspective of a musician and you know, when we're always in a club and where everything, most of the time, the goal at the club, regardless of whatever it is that we think that we doing up in there, they just want to sell booze. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
So that's not attached to it this time. And, you know, those people who are still open to say, okay, because Jazz and Compton usually does happen on a Friday night, right?
Right.
And there's usually a food vendor and there's some drinks, you know, there and all that type of stuff for people to partake in all that good stuff too on a Friday night, you know, and hang and let their hair down too. But like, it's just as powerful, you know, without those things. And for people who are open to that, they will be able to see that they won't be shortchanged if they don't have those other stimulants, you know what I mean, and all that other type of stuff.
We're going to get some Holy Ghost.
Come on, man.
We're going to get some other stimulants.
You know what I mean? And again, because it, like, in the morning, y'all going to church that out in the morning.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, cool. Come tonight, we're going to give you something like that too, but in a whole other vein, you know what I mean, in the culture and through the arts, you know what I mean.
That's good.
Native arts, American Native arts, from the jazz to the movement, and then you have a third part. We do have vocalist Dwight Tribble.
Oh,
Dwight
good.
Tribble, are you familiar?
No,
I could say so much.
Gotcha.
The elder Lemert Park. He's amazing vocalist, voice of soul.
Wow.
When he sings, he's totally channeling the spirit.
Mm.
Watch when you see him, right?
Okay.
And just as you're a bishop, in our profession, he's like a bishop.
Okay. Okay. I got you.
And pours into us. And when I say us, I mean like the younger generation.
Yeah.
Always encouraging. He's over at the world stage, the very historic world stage, like probably like the black space, like one of the original black spaces for jazz. Also, too, let me just say this real quick.
Good. Yes, sir.
I know there's this argument amongst musicians.
Okay.
Jazz is considered a bad word.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It is, like, because, like, you know, they're like, it's a word that white people started using to sell records. It's true, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it on the other side, it's something that lets people identify what we're doing.
What we're doing. Exactly.
I don't take it too personal. I just understand it. I just wanted to put that out there because somebody going to say something.
Okay. Well, you're
jazzing. Somebody's saying jazz. Yeah. It's supposed to be black American music. Like,
right.
Yes, I know.
right.
But
I never even knew that.
Yeah.
That's a thing,
man. It's a huge thing. I understand both sides of it.
Yeah.
And then also I say, well, wasn't nobody else calling it nothing? So.
Wow.
Also, too, I think that you wouldn't have to get so deep into it if you just, like us, Catalyst.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we play our music, it's our music. It's Catalyst music.
It's Catalyst music.
It's Black Art District music, you know. Mm-hmm. That's another podcast, though.
That's a whole other one.
But,
yeah,
Dwight, though, he's like a bishop. You know, he pours into us, you know what I mean? And to have him be so willing just to come forth and want to and share with us. And he sings in various spaces. You know what I mean? He sings in churches all the time, Agape and things like that.
Okay.
So it's going to be quite an experience to have the music on the level. Catalyst is we're an 8-piece ensemble.
Eight. Okay.
I don't know if all 8 will be there, but I have a majority of them, you know.
Hey, that's good.
But like I said, now we have the music, we have the dance, and we have the word. You know what I mean? It's going to be a nice musical presentation, and the spirit will not be missing.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's going to be dope.
Mm-hmm.
Man, listen, let's go ahead and put that commercial in there, man. Listen, coming up this month on the 23rd. That's a Sunday night. What time we say? We said 6, right?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. Jazz in Compton will be right here at Unity Church in the city of Compton, 16133 South Atlantic Avenue. We're excited about it. It's going to be great. It's going to be an amazing time. Like I said, Catalyst will be in the building.
Catalyst will be here. Yeah, Yoda Jones will be here. Dwight Triple will be here. There's a couple other people that are kind of floating around in the ethers that like I'm going to say, hey, man, if you want to come on. So, you know, there'll be some guests. You just be here.
Yes,
be here.
Y'all come on out. Come and experience it. It's going to be a great time. Tickets are how much?
$25.
$25. Now, a portion of the proceeds of what you do when you support is going to actually be supporting those victims of the Altadena fires. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make sure that that is going to go over to that, to those constituents and be able to help them out and even bring into their life a sense of normalcy. They have endured a level of resilience. Right. They have had to go through some stuff. And that is the reason why we are coming together to do that, not only just to be able to cool out from all this stuff going on in the world, but at the same time, be an arm and a reach to be able to help somebody. We've been talking at Unity all month long, talking about hands of alignment and allowing our hands to serve not only inside the church, but also our community at large. Right. And so this is right in line with what we've been envisioning and what we've been putting forth. Ahmad, man. Any closing thoughts, any takeaways you want to drop on them before we close out?
Really, I just want to thank you.
Man, I appreciate you,
for
man.
Being open to receiving us and hosting
yeah.
us.
Yeah, man.
You know, sometimes that's not the case with churches. They're like, what you doing? It's been none of that. It's just been nothing but open-mindedness.
Yeah.
It's important for me, especially when it comes to Jazz and Compton, to keep something going on in Compton. The whole idea wasn't even that deep. Mm-hmm. I just understood. I wanted people on this side to be able to have easy access to high caliber musicianship the same way that other parts of the city do.
Yeah.
And we do have good partners over at Moonwater Farm. Shout out to Moonwater Farm.
Moonwater.
And they're good people. But outside, you're at the discretion of the elements. You know
what I mean?
And right now is cold.
It's cold.
You know what I'm saying?
Believe it or not, it's cold out in California, man. And in Compton, it is.
Right. It's cold. So
for our cold.
you know, to be able to have a place that's still, and it's actually not even far, you know what I mean?
No.
But to still be able to serve this community is important for the platform.
Yeah.
Because like I said, the simple thought was just to make sure that this side, once we started doing it, we saw that how much of a need there was for something like this.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to keep it going, and I just appreciate that. You know, your wife came, and she didn't come. She actually just sent a message.
Yeah.
DM'd through Instagram. I thought she had been there. I didn't realize that she never came.
Yeah.
And it was coming, like, you know, right as we were getting ready to shut things down for a minute because of the weather.
So, yeah.
You know, again, it just feels like alignment.
Yeah.
And honestly, when I'm doing this, it's like I just follow the yellow brick road. You know what I mean? So, if anything,
man,
I just want to express my gratitude,
man,
to
thank you, man. Appreciate
your congregation, all the hospitality. Look, I'm gonna leave a Yelp review for the hospitality of this house. I mean, they are great people, really great people. And I'm just looking forward to having a good time.
Yes, sir.
Because outside of it, life should be fun. You know what I mean? Life should be beautiful. There's enough ugliness and confusion and chaos going on all around us. It seems like the pandemic again right now. In the sense,
I know.
Like during the pandemic, it seemed like things were changing like almost every 4 hours.
Man, it seems like there's always something coming up.
Every day.
Man.
So again, if you just trying to get away from that.
Yeah.
Come on out. Be at Jazz and Compton. On the 23rd, 6 p.m., we're going to have a beautiful time.
It's going to be dope, man. Appreciate you, Ahmad, man.
Again,
hey, look, y'all, this is Kicks and Convos. We are thankful. Listen, make sure that you subscribe. Hit that notification bell so that you'll be notified. And, man, subscribe to Johnny Withers. Keep in touch, y'all. We're going to be coming back. Listen, I'm not finished yet. I know I've been missing, but I'm coming back. Trust me, y'all. I'm going to be consistent. Jordan is on me. Yeah, that's my partner in crime with my Kicks and Convos. That's the hidden one behind the camera. And say what's up to Jordan when y'all get a chance in the chat. But again, I thank you all so very, very much again. God be pleased with all that you do and all that you endeavor to fulfill and complete. Keep lacing up them shoes. Keep walking. Keep going. And guarantee you that it's not only just the kicks, but the conversation matters too. So again, I look forward to all of you. 23rd, show up. It's going to be amazing. I see y'all. Peace and blessings, y'all.
Peace.